Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky. You can follow me on Twitter or friend me on Facebook if you like. Welcome to the Everyman Show on this seventh day of March 2015. You know, this is a special day for a lot of reasons, not just I lost my virginity back in 1973 on this day, but I had a very special, one of my favorite pups was born on this day. But that's not what this show is about. This show is about the absolute, undeniable, ridiculous hijacking of a very special event in history where voting rights for blacks were basically given. Well, they actually demanded it. They went over a bridge. You know, I was a very young lad back in the time. My father had a store in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. You know, I lived through the riots of 1968. I have lived my entire 57 years literally MK Ultra, mind swept, racism shoved down my throat and up my caboose. Sometimes I am such in awe. My mother was Baptist. My father was Jewish. I came from a very prominent family. My aunt Sarah Trachtenberg, on August 29th, 1959, 2 years after I was born, not quite, was murdered and slaughtered and stuffed into the backseat of a station wagon after collecting her rent. My father didn't find her for 2 days as she simmered in the heat of that station wagon on Rittenhouse Street. And I'll tell you something, it destroyed him. It destroyed my relationship with him, as did so many other events. So many other absurd, ridiculous, toxic, endless, mind, waste, dump, landfill agendas that will take your breath away when you think about it and who did it and who was involved and what they did. John F. Kennedy said one thing very clear, and I have it in my wallet on one of these cards that has a few of his sayings on it. But things don't just happen. Things are meant to happen. You've got to understand what Nazis are, what Nazis do, how Nazis roll. Nazis, ladies and gentlemen, are not just Germans. There are Arab Nazis. There are African Nazis. There are Jewish Nazis, Russian Nazis, Italian Nazis, Spanish Nazis. These are anti-freedom, socialist, communist, Marxist maniacs. Now, I've seen a lot of Twitter today. As a matter of fact, I tweeted all day today. I spent the better part of the day, probably 10 hours, on and off, goofing off on that ridiculous, stupid app. And it takes me back to the crowd manipulation and the orchestrator, who is Barack Obama. Now, I know that Oprah Winfrey, you know, this is the grief industry queen, ladies and gentlemen. This is a woman who took on the persona of caring about people while she made $1 billion literally hijacking every subject known to man, especially racism, especially the disgusting Nazi Hitlerian bogus agenda of skin color and place of geographical origin as a weapon. It is a weapon. It is an MK Ultra device, mind control disaster. Never going to go away until you make it go away. It is incumbent on you, every free American who knows what they've done, knows where it comes from. And take it from me, a simple man. I was born and raised on the Beltway, born on Oglethorpe Street, 333 Oglethorpe Street, We had all kinds of African-American folks, black folks, Negroes, as my grandmother referred to them. She said, they are my best friends. I love the people that work for me. She was a very wealthy woman. My family was extremely wealthy. And you got to wonder, when Kissinger came to town, my aunt being a very prominent Polish woman, German Jews as well. My grandfather, I'm sorry, was a Polish Jew, but my aunts and my grandmother were all German Jews. Slaughtered, murdered, because they knew what Project Paperclip was. They knew what Gladio was. They fully understood it. They knew they could identify every last one of them when the 1,600 Nazis were brought to this country in 1945 to 1951. They were afraid for their life. My grandma, Rob, jumped off the 14th Street Bridge to her suicide. So if you think for a minute that maybe this carpenter, this simple guy that likes to work with his hands, doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I remember the buildings burning. I remember all the storefronts and doors that said, black folks live here. Do not burn down my house. I remember the beatings and the bloodies. I remember how the National Guard stood on the corner, and I remember the guns. And I remember coming out of my father's store at the time was Wayne's Delicatessen. It's a dry cleaner's now. And I had a pea shooter, and I was shooting at some pigeons. And a soldier laughed at me. He goes, one of these days, young man, you're going to be a soldier. And my father was standing there, and he grabbed me up by my shirt collar and said, the hell he will. Get in the store. And I'll never, ever forget it. And he took that pea shooter away from me, and he said, if you shoot one more pigeon, I'm going to beat the living hell out of you. Do you understand me? So that was the end of my pea shooters and shooting pigeons. It's all shooting pigeons, ladies and gentlemen. All of these people that take the bait. All of the ridiculousness, the hijacking. Today I spent the day looking at some Time Life magazines, and the one that I have I found in a box in a thrift store over here. I keep going back to get them because somebody keeps putting them out for sale for a dollar. They're in mint condition. And you look in there at the way they use race, they use women, they use every connotation to human beings imaginable to run their agenda. Because this is what Nazis do. And if you haven't seen the movie, The Warsaw Kids, or The Children of Warsaw, I can't remember the name of it, but you'll notice that they use the camera in very, very manipulative ways, just as they did 9/11 and just as they did the Boston bombing and they did the Sandy Hook shooter, which we know these were all horrid, horrid games. Now, 9/11 was real. But Sandy Hook and Boston, not so much. Anybody with half a brain, anybody who knows who Steve Pachenich is, anybody who knows who Joel Skousen is, anybody who knows who Wayne Madsen is, anybody who listens to Alex Jones and every now and then Mark Levin and Dr. Savage fully gets what's going on here. You know, Barack Obama, folks, is Malcolm X's illegitimate son. He is absolutely a man. You will not see him put those glasses on. You will not see him wear those glasses because your jaw will fall down and hit what's ever below you, and you'll have to go see the dentist and get it all put back together again. But I can only tell you that it makes me sick to my stomach to see Oprah Winfrey tell people that white people just got to die. And Barack Obama tells you, well, you didn't build that business. You didn't build that. And Valerie Jarrett goes around and she's talking about how she understands human plight. She stole $3 million and never rebuilt those slums in Chicago. These people are hijackers, ladies and gentlemen. They hijack history so they can rewrite her story. It's wrong, it's vile, it's disgusting, it's grotesque. And today on the Everyman Show, I just felt like doing it. I don't feel like talking about 9/11. I don't feel like talking about the atrocities of history. I don't feel like talking about the maggotry that is the military-industrial complex. And I don't want to talk about who the Bushes are, and I don't want to talk about the history of heroin and cocaine paying for the agenda, the trillions of dollars stolen. Today I want to talk to black men. I want to talk to white men, Asian men. I want to talk to anyone who walks with his head up high, understands that every day you try to survive, you want to feed your family. Women want to have families. You want to be proud of your history. You know, I have a box of letters all on White House stationery from 1914 to 1928. A man named Bushrod Mickey, who worked for, I believe, three different presidents in his time. He was an attaché. He used to go around, I believe, from what I found out, and he was a carrier before they had tweeting and twittering and emails. And, oh, poor Hillary. She's too stupid for her own good. But that's what he did. And when you read the letters of how he traveled with Calvin Coolidge, I also have that National League membership, that honorary National League membership, Calvin Coolidge and Party, number 2, 1923. I also have Warren G. Harding's membership to the Scottish Rite. How I came upon these was just amazing. The story is for another time. But I will tell you that I have walked in shoe leather for the last 8 years. That has taken me to places, ricocheted me like you can't imagine. I wrote something back 6 years ago. It was called White Rage America. And I got emails and I got threats, and Google came and parked in front of my house and they cut my cable wires and they had all kind of cops driving by and they had some spooks come over here to see if I was a threat, and we had a good laugh together. White Rage America, ladies and gentlemen. World Hue Initiative, Transcending Ethnicity, Righteous American Group Enhancement. Say that, will you? White Rage. World Hue, H-U-E, Initiative, Transcending Ethnicity, Righteous American Group Enhancement. I will tweet on that again. I did that webpage, and I knew that I better not keep it up because I didn't have the wherewithal or the stomach. But Glenn Beck said, do something. Alex Jones said, do something. So I did. I was mowing the lawn. I used to mow 3/4 acre here with a push mower for exercise. It was fantastic. I had to stop doing that because it just wore me out. But now that I've lost 65 pounds, not drinking the aspartame, not eating the corn fructose, not taking the GMOs, I'm very fully aware of the onslaught, the toxic onslaught from the outside, the toxic onslaught from the inside. But the images of 1968, the images, I remember listening to WEAM when John F. Kennedy was killed. My mother and my father were just going crazy. My mother was crying uncontrollably. She tucked me into bed, and she walked over and turned off my little white radio where I listened to the banter. But you see, I, being slightly clairvoyant, and I do have a photographic memory, and I don't forget anything. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget how people were turned inside out, upside down, and every which way to Sunday. So now they dredge it back up. We have this half-white, half-black person in the White House. We have his fully black First Lady wife. I know who they are. I know where they came from. I've done all the looking I need to do. And I've listened to their rhetoric, and I've watched them manifest this toxic, disgusting, outlandish agenda all over again. Because, you see, they want to own it. They want to resculpt it. They want to transform America. No one has done more damage to the black race of the United States of America than Barack Hussein Obama, Michelle Obama and their ilk. Shame on them. Shame on everything they stand for or stood for or laid down for. They are liars. They are manipulators. And it is a horrid, horrid thing for me to watch. So I respond for 10 hours a day on Twitter and Facebook. And I know what we've done to the mullahs, and I know what we've done to the Muslims and radical Islam. I know the race baiting, because these are master baiters, folks. They are masters at their craft. They know exactly what they're doing, but they hate it when you turn away. When you turn away and you turn the other cheek and you raise up your Bible or your Torah and you tell them, hey, you're really quite humorous. You are an absolute despicable joke. And again, I say shame on you. Shame on you for dredging up the ghost. They don't belong to you. Shame on you for riling up old tensions. Belong to you. Shame on you for hijacking. And what was this garbage a couple years ago about Obama being the new Lincoln? God have mercy on your souls. Yahweh is not happy with you. Both eyes are open. He is sitting upright for the first time in 2,000 years. And his fists are clenched. And it's coming. The day of reckoning. The day of reality. And what is that song they used to play, that Motown? Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. If you think for a minute that these shiny baubles that they've laid before your feet, talking to my first family, the occupiers, you better understand you're dealing with some very savage, extremely pissed off New World Order. And when they are done, we will all be human jerky for the vultures. You know, I just don't, you know, I mean, I try to have sympathy. I try to, you know, understand. I know how Christians think, have pity on their poor souls. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't turn away. What is life if you don't engage? Why aren't these young college students with all their brilliance out in mass everywhere? Why are not 100,000 American adults in the street, arm in arm with every race, saying, not here, you won't? Oh, no, you don't. Not going to happen. Why don't you stand up and say, you will not renew the Patriot Act this year? You will not renew the NDAA. You will not weaponize our president for your agenda. He knows not what he does. You see, because they have been indoctrinated. The Department of Education, the UN, UNESCO, the NATO, the whole lie, the attack on women. This unimaginable breaking out of their racist gender toolbox so they can ratchet up. You hear the ratchet as they screw it down. Poor Eric Holder. Come on. The dude took hostages in 1969 in Colombia. We don't know that. We know Barack Obama has a fake birth certificate, and the woman that made the fake birth certificate is dead. Or suppose that she was dead. I think she was dead when she got on the plane. 9 layers deep, photoshopped, all these different fonts, all these different lies and record manipulation. How many of his college chums have to come out and say, Barack Obama was criminally insane and you need to beware because he's nuts? Well, we kind of know that. He comes on the scene, you understand, right at 9/11. The destroyer, the cultivator. Well, you know, he denounces Christianity. He laughs at white people. He spent 20 years in Reverend Wright's church. And you know something, folks? I kind of, in some ways, well, if I ever met Reverend Wright, I'd say, you're a crazy son of a bitch, but I like you. If I ever met Farrakhan, I'd say, you're a crazy son of a bitch, but I like you. If I ever met Al Sharpton, my favorite bobblehead, I'd have to say, you're a crack-dealing, coke-dealing, crazy son of a bitch, but man, you look good in that suit after losing all that weight. I know you're dying, because I know they're killing you, but man, you look good. But you're a crazy son of a bitch, because that's what they are. And I strongly urge to every black man out there, every Latino, do not take up weapons, do not join gangs, do not radicalize. If you do, they will give you a bottle, and you will take a dirt nap forever, dust to dust. From metal to rust, it is your soul of which they lust. It is you who is the crust of humanity, and you are by far the most delectable piece of the pie. I love you. Yahweh loves you. The tears that have been shed have filled the Rubicon, the trench of humanity. It is now frozen over. Hell has frozen. Cross the Rubicon. Know your rightful place in history or her story or the story. Do not look back at history and take it for granted what your forefathers went through. You know, I've told the story about how during the Civil War, it was the black soldiers in Georgia and in the Carolinas that went out with shovels and picks and buried those dead white men. They put them in the ground and relieved them of their stench and gave them last rites. Don't forget that. You know, it was Lincoln that wanted all of your ancestors to get on the boat in Georgia. Get over on that island and prepare to go home to your homeland. And it were the Nazis that did not want you to leave. They understood the power of racism and slavery. They wanted you here, and for 150 years you have been used like a wet rag for them to wipe off their filth. Do you understand what I'm saying? White Rage America, World Hue Initiative, Transcending Ethnicity, Righteous American Group Enhancement. Please follow me on Twitter, Alan Eric Dabosky. I look forward to your responses to anyone that might be listening to this show, and I hope that you're inspired by my words. I am not a child. I lived it. I've been there. You've been there. We've been there. And for the Elijah Cummings and all the other hijackers, you know, the non-tax-paying Al Sharptons, you know, the Tony Wrangles of the world, the Eric Holders of the world, the Oprah Winfreys of the world, you know, Miss Jackson, all the rest of you, you are blessed. Do not take the bait. Do not waddle in their filth. Do not wade in their dirt. It's a cesspool of bait, and they want your attention. And that's all I got to say about that. You know, Michael Jackson, I think about him, and who could be more inspired? But that poor, poor, torn apart young man. Well, he's not a young man. He would have been my age. He was only a year younger than me. And we danced to his music, and I sang his music. You know, even when I was listening to stuff like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and Van Halen and Scorpions and, you know, all the rest of them, it was always kind of cool to kick back and listen to Michael Jackson or listen to Barbara Streisand. I'm a musician, a carpenter, an artist, an innovator of ideas, and I reject with all of my heart and soul, with a clenched fist, everything that I have seen in the last 25 years after Ronald Reagan, the Nazi takeover of America. This undeniable globe. We're in World War III. Do you understand that? Do you know what quiet weapons for silent wars is? Do you know what fast bullets and the reinvention of government is? Do you understand? There are books out there on TrineDay.net. You can go read it all about the Bohemian Grove and the Bilderberg and the Illuminati. Shame on you, Beyonce and Jay-Z, for embracing the Illuminati. You think that you're with them because you have hundreds of millions of dollars. Your soul is on fire, and you are as empty as a bucket upside down. Empty, void, nothingness. Freeway Ricky Ross makes this very clear of what they did to him. Know the difference between living and between dying for their lies. Learn to laugh at these people. They are seagulls. And you know what happens when seagulls are flying around. They're going to put a crap on you. I don't care what you're wearing or how fast you run. They're going to open their bowels on you and empty their contents right on your frickin' head. They've done it before. It never ended. 3,000 years of Romans, Nazis, the whole shebang. The United States has been at war for 222 out of 239 years. Not going to end. And now you have the Kissinger, Brzezinski, Bush Brigade, and the New World Order turning you into Nazis. Learn to turn away. Do not take the mind-altering MK-Ultra verbal drugs they want to shove down your throat. Don't take the vaccines. Don't go to their colleges unless you have an understanding of history and what it all means. They're going to put you in debt. They're going to give you regret. They can get from you time and time again, time and time again. You will not get out of that quicksand. The minute you put both feet in and you hold your arms out, you're sinking and you don't even know it until it's up to your neck. And by then, it's too late. Nobody's going to be able to give you an olive branch and say, let me get you out of that quicksand there, buddy. I know. Boom, you're gone. It's over. This is what's coming. This is what they did in 1921 when they burned history. This is what they're doing now with Common Core. This is what happened on 9/11. This is what happened. And you have to understand what they've done, what they're doing. Again, congratulations, or I'm sorry, in remembrance of Selma and Martin Luther King, know a man by the content of his character. We have come this far and we are tired, but we are far from done. Shame on Hillary for trying to hijack that beautiful speech. What is going on with the Clintons? My God, these people are disgusting. And you know something, as far as Barack Obama goes, saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. A wasted 6 years when he could have done so much more. Thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. Until tomorrow night at 6:30, I'll be talking about 100 years of war. Bye-bye.